Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me, all right? It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Femininio. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com, 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, so we've had 8 games, 5 days, all important. I've got what I deem to be the big issue coming out of each one, plus a bonus question. It is a wild card college football playoff thingy. Here are the rules. I'm going to ask a question or give you a statement. This is Jeopardy, baby, except we don't have buzzers. Whoever raises their hand like it's third grade, we're going to you first.
Okay.
Let's do it, David. Okay, let's start out. Penn State.
Me.
Notre Dame. Okay, that's good. I like that. Go ahead. What's the answer?
Nah.
Texas with a dollar sign.
James Franklin.
Drew Aller. Can we stop with people telling me he's an NFL quarterback? He's a first-round pick. I must be missing it. I think he blows. Drew Aller. Rico.
No, he is not an NFL quarterback, Mike. He is a guy who is a product of a system, and that system is the tight end and a running game, because when you can't throw the ball to your wide receivers, that's kind of in the quarterback's job when you get to the NFL.
Stinks.
You think NFL receivers are going to sit there and let that happen? Oh, my goodness. You think A.J. Brown's reading the book now?
He'd be hitting him with the book. Let's go to Kenny Cott. This one's up your wheelhouse there, brother. Carson Beck is set to make $4 million at Miami. I want to know, am I a boomer and out of touch? Will Levis was a second-round draft pick
there
who makes $900,000 being an NFL quarterback. Carson Beck is getting almost 5 times that.
He could be drafted into the NFL right now and make less money than he's about to make.
So am
which
I
is
wrong?
Wild okay. to say.
Am I wrong to have a problem with that?
No, you're not. Well, you're not wrong to have a problem with that. I find that crazy. Miami, good luck to you.
Will it work at Miami?
No. It almost never does.
Okay. I want to go to Texas and Ohio State and have the Aller conversation with somebody else. Now, we talked punchable faces last week, and Quinn Ewers, man alive. What is Quinn Ewers' next move? I want to go around the room with this one, because I don't think it's staying at Texas. What's the move, Rico?
Transfer to another team, possibly Ohio State, and going back to the Buckeyes.
Kenny.
Well, I see an article on ESPN that's talking about him being drafted, so I don't know.
Where? In Ottawa?
Exactly. That's my point is, all right, enter the draft and then do what? Who's going to pick you? Who actually thinks that you're a valuable commodity?
I think he's a day 3 pick. Am I being too hard on him?
I would call him a day 3 pick as well.
Day 3 pick. I think he goes back to college. I think he realizes I need another year.
Okay, David.
He should go back to college. There was a report before that game, that's why ESPN has it, that he was going to declare for the draft, but they lost. Yes, he's going back to Ohio State.
All right, let's go to the early game on Saturday. What do we do with Justin Herbert? You could say nothing. You could say I don't react to it, but that was an egregious performance.
It was. He threw more interceptions in that one game than the entire season. He had 3 the entire season. I'm going to say nothing. I'm going to let Harbaugh work his magic for another year.
Kenny.
I'm going to also say nothing because I feel like that's an outlier performance, right? You don't want to see too many of those from him, but I also don't think that's who he is as a quarterback. I agree with Rico, Harbaugh, Magic.
Yeah, imagine if we saw Matthew Stafford's 5-interception game in the play. Oh, he stinks. See, I knew it.
I'm just saying, guy gets a lot of shine for never winning a GD thing. David?
Yeah, I put the Chargers and the Broncos in the same category when it comes to cap issues, and they have an offseason to get better behind their quarterback. That's
what words.
Happens.
Two words for you. Here's what you do with Justin Herbert. T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need a number one. I'm not blasting Ladd McConkey, but he can't be your number one. They don't have a running game. The issues are still there. Harbaugh did a wonderful job. But I think you start to realize how limited that offense is around Herbert.
And that's why I said I'm going to give Harbaugh another year because I think he sees what we see.
All right, hot take or just hot truth? Here we go. Mike Tomlin should be fired.
That's hot truth. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to filibuster here for a quick second. Because because here's the problem. Here's the problem. We cannot continue to rely and say every year where he just makes the playoffs. And that's good. Every year he just makes the playoffs. At some point, you got to be better than that. You got to be more than that. You got to win the Super Bowl and be a threat to win the Super Bowl. And there's constant problems. The offense looks bad. Well, that's your offense. New offensive coordinator, doesn't matter. That's your offense. The defense, they even look bad towards the end of the year. T.J. Watt didn't even have a stat in this game. Yes, he should be fired.
And again, hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. He's lost six straight, and they're not winning a Super Bowl.
Nah.
I think they should part ways. Rico?
I think so as well. I told David this a long time ago, Mike, and I know you'll agree with this, but what the Steelers do in making that streak of making the playoffs and how it went from winning Super Bowls to making it's Tom Izzo in Michigan State. It went from national championship to Final Fours to keeping that streak alive. And, hey, can we make it out the first weekend? No, we can't. Hey, Pittsburgh, we made the streak alive. Can we make it out the first weekend? No, we can't.
Kenny.
No, David said something behind the glass here just a moment ago. He said it's like the Wings winning playoff streak. It's great. You're there.
It's boring.
But for what?
Yeah.
You're good for nothing.
Let's stay with Kenny for a moment. Biggest thing the Broncos must address this offseason.
Ooh. I would say some more weapons for Bo Nix.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
That would be my answer.
Okay, and you know what? I'll tell you who would look good in that offense. Go ahead and laugh. Ashton Jeanty.
Oh, yes.
That's the type of thing.
Same colors, too.
They need a hitter.
I didn't think Bo Nix looked all that bad. I know people
couldn't get the football.
Right. People assign a lot of blame to Bo Nix, which is a mistake.
Well, if you can't get Jeanty, maybe you get Scataboo.
No.
No? Wow, that's your boy.
He's a nice college player. All right.
Oh, wow.
Rico, what do we do with Jordan Love? Is he a franchise QB?
He is, Mike. He's a franchise QB. Now, here's the thing. Man, they took a lot of injuries on that offense. Like, he was missing. His wide receivers start falling left and right.
So did his linemen.
I do think he's a franchise QB, but he's going to be judged based off that he can't win playoff games, and that's going to hurt him. But, yes, he is a franchise QB.
Here's what I would say, too. Uneven year injury-wise. Started the year hurt, blew out the MCL. Comes back, blows out his groin. Comes back, plays good football for 6 weeks, 9 touchdowns, no picks. Oh, wait, he can't feel his fingertips. He blows his elbow out. Yeah. I'll chalk it up. Next year's a bleeper get off the pot a year. Let's go to David. Scale of 1 to 5, you're concerned with the Philadelphia Eagles passing game.
I'm going to go right in the middle at 3. Jalen Hurts didn't play for the last, it felt 4 or 5 weeks. It felt like that. So I'm going to take a rust as a factor there for the passing game.
Kenny, scale 1 to 5, concern, Eagles passing game.
I'm with David. I'm about 2.5, 3-ish. Similar reasons.
Over to Rico.
I'm not that concerned at all.
All right.
I think
dismissive arrogance from the Rico Beard camp.
No, because they have the receivers. They have the quarterback. You just see they're out of sync. Let them get some time. They'll be okay.
I want to offer you an opinion, which is true or false, and then a caper. Are you ready?
Yes.
the opinion. Todd Bowles is actually a wax statue for Madame Tussauds in Vegas.
That's fact.
Okay. Now the caper. Why would I keep Todd Bowles when he's a nothing burger and everybody wants to interview the OC Liam Cohen, who Baker Mayfield has said I love? Here's an idea. Bowles into the pirate ship cannons. Whee! Liam Cohen's head coach.
Because Bowles is a lot like Mike Tomlin. He gets you far. He wins you enough games that you can't just justify firing him. Because it's not like you're the Patriots where you have this long history of Super Bowl titles. He's good enough.
Rico hates my caper. Kenny.
No, I'm all about your caper. I love it.
The pirate ship part or Liam Cohen?
Both. Why not both?
Done. Over to David.
Yeah, Todd Bowles is a defensive coordinator. He's really good at that.
Is he?
He cannot be a head coach.
Is he? Because I saw a rookie go orbital ram and go right down the field on his vaunted defense.
Well, there's an old defense, though, so.
Okay, here's the last part. Conspiracy theory or truth? Mike McCarthy's contract talks breaking down in Dallas was actually McCarthy breaking them down because he's going to take the Bears' job. Think about it. If you want out, maybe he asked Jerry for $20 million a year. Maybe he asked him for his bond yacht. Also, he could just get out of that hellhole and go to Chicago.
I'm going to say, Mike, I'm going to say that's a conspiracy theory.
Damn it.
No. Here's the thing. It makes sense, but when you look at the history of Dallas, what did they do last year? They didn't know if they wanted to pay their quarterback or not. Are we going to get a free agent? Yeah, we are, until free agency closed. And they were like, wait, it's closed? They're knocking on the door. It's closed. So this is how Dallas does things.
All right, Rico chalks it up to senile owner. Kenny.
I also chalk it up to senile owner. He puts the Jerry in geriatric. Come on, man.
All right, over to David.
It's three for three here. Yeah.
Damn it.
It's old, man. Jerry has no clue what he's doing.
I was so excited about my theory.
No, your theory makes sense until you look at everything that happened to them last offseason, and it's just par for the course now.
And that is football today.